This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a time.
When the more kids you had, the better.
Well, yeah, but it was economical. You had to work the farms.
Exactly. You needed them to help the family. They would carry on your legacy.
Got to hoe them taters.
But for obvious reasons, yeah. As time has gone on, that has changed.
Yeah.
Until today. Because all of a sudden, the idea that we want fewer kids is dissipating.
Man, I don't get it.
And yeah, we need to get to the bottom of why.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a Gallup poll.
What'd they say?
Shows for the first time in over 40 years, we are looking to have more kids than before.
Really?
Since 1973, the most common answer from Americans when asked what is the ideal number of kids a family should have was two.
Yeah.
And for decades, people always answered two.
Mm-hmm.
Until this year. Because now, about an equal number of Americans believe three or more kids is ideal to have an American home. Then two. Say about the same amount believe three or more is the best amount as two.
Okay. Any reason why?
Well, there are like I know we talk about how like people aren't as religious as they used to be, but there are certain religions that I feel like have grown, like Mormons, and like they're all about having like a bajillion kids.
Has Mormonism grown?
I thought we talked about how it had.
Oh, I don't know.
But right. I didn't know if like that would inflate the numbers for everybody else.
But if we're talking, that religion is a tiny percentage of America, right? Like, despite the rising cost of everything associated with raising kids, right? We talk about childcare, dear Lord. Despite folks waiting longer on average to have their first children.
Okay.
Despite less time for all of us on a daily basis, we want more kids. And do we have any idea? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, where the hell this is coming from?
Who's paying for it?
What is this costing the city of Rochester?
Well, who's got the bank? Like, think about that. Like, the average American, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to have four kids.
Yeah.
Like, what is that expense over the 18 to 21 years right. You'd have to do it. So you'd have to have.
Hold on. Like, I can do it. I got my. Let me pull my.
It's got to be $1 million. Legit.
$7 bajillion.
It's got to be a mill house.
So they I remember a couple.
I'm just talking base.
I remember a couple years ago, they said the average price of raising a child from 0 to 18 was about $250,000. So that's probably gone up. So you're probably over a mil for four kids.
Yeah. That's just the kid.
Although you could hand me down some jeans, so that'll save you like $30.
It also doesn't make much sense because people are having kids later in life, which closes your window of being able to have that many kids, you know? Like, even if you're having them back-to-back, like, I would assume, like, you know, you're not starting as early as they used to.
You got to be pumping them out like hamsters.
Okay. So we have a couple of interesting details.
Okay.
All right.
Why?
Well, not why, because they don't get into why. There is no reason why, but we do have...
What?
Who is likely to want more kids.
Right.
For example, younger people, ages 18 to 29, had the highest percentage of folks who want three or more kids. People that make less than $40,000 a year have the highest percentage of people that want more kids. And folks who go to church every week, so maybe that touches on Kimmy's point.
Religion, I get.
Yeah, that one's not super surprising. More traditional people.
All right.
All right.
So younger people, people with less money.
And religious people. Which, I mean, the religious one makes sense.
But the other two does not.
It goes...
I'm broke. I need more expense.
And, and I'm going to have these kids. I'm not at a point in my life where I can afford to have the kids.
And you'll never get rid of them, man.
They're not locusts, man.
They eat like it.
You don't have kids.
Kids eat in biblical amounts. They could ravage your standard refrigerator in under 10 seconds. Hell, they could probably strip a cow in 2 minutes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. For the first time in 40 years.
What is?
According to a poll, Americans want to have more kids. For years and years and years, the majority of Americans always responded to when they were asked what's the ideal number of kids a family should have. But now, the same amount of people that responded to are also responding three or more.
Where are you putting them all?
Yeah, it's another thing. You can't buy a house.
Okay, you guys are talking like...
I'm asking.
That's a great point. Like, I mean... You can't buy a house right now. Think about this. If you're a family of four, what that house would cost you? Let's say...
Well, you'd be more than a family of four.
Yeah, you would be a family of six.
Family of five or six.
All right, so think of that size house. You can't afford that house.
Well, you double up kids in a room. If you go two or three bedrooms. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Look, I lived it. I mean, my brother...
Your childhood blew.
It wasn't because I shared a room with my brother. My childhood blew for a lot of different reasons.
Right, but you're all on top of each other.
Yeah, I didn't... I'll be honest with you. I didn't hate that. I think it's...
But you didn't know no better.
I think it's one of the reasons my brother and I are so close.
Well, but have we asked your brother?
Well, he's going to be here today. We can ask him later.
He doesn't like you. He loves you.
I was having a great time.
He loves you. He loves you like a brother. But Fredo... I don't like you.
Shut up. Irish don't talk like
you
that.
You go up against the family all the time. You constantly, every time
he probably couldn't wait for you to leave.
Yes. Why do you think he got a gun? In case you came back.
BB gun, and he ruined that real quick when he shot that TV. Look, I'll be honest with you. I am with you guys. This doesn't make any sense
to me. It doesn't.
And like even to this day, when I see someone with more than two kids, I always assume they snuck a couple past the goalie. You know what I mean?
Have to be. But
whoops,
even
that third one, you didn't.
Yeah, you planned for two and you got more.
But that was like my parents' generation. Like, that should even exist now.
With
birth and technology.
No, bro, what are you talking about? Hey, listen, I tell you how serious it hurts.
Getting around with more than three kids would be tough, right? Just like once you get past like. Your standard vehicle capacity?
Yeah, you got to go straight up. I got my Honda Pilot. I could fit four kids.
Yeah, but she's right. Like, even when you go to Wegmans and you see somebody with four kids, three of them are hanging off the side of that cart like it's a train in India going to work.
Look, I think what you guys are underestimating, because it's funny, right? We're talking about this study or this new poll that says people want more kids, yet I sit in a room with two people that have no children.
There's a lot of people in this floor right now that do not have kids.
The majority of people talking to a mic right now don't have kids in this building. So, like, I'm being sincere when I say this, and nobody thinks about this about kids.
Okay.
The hardest part about having more than two kids is you have to switch from a man to a zone defense. And I'm serious when I say this.
Yeah, how do you defend it?
Like,
just to keep an eye on things?
Just a parent, period. Like, you have one-on-one with mom and dad. And when you go from a man to a zone, there will be breakdowns in coverage.
I'm just thinking of the wear and tear on your body.
That's a good point.
Especially women.
Oh, you're talking about birthing the children.
Not just birthing, nursing, up and down, picking them up.
Birthing, nursing.
Suckling, hugging.
You know, it's funny. I came from a family of four kids.
Yeah.
Right? So there are benefits.
And y'all were sucklers. You all like to suckle. Suckle to the knuckles, son.
Shut up! There are benefits and drawbacks.
I got to help next week.
There are benefits and drawbacks to more kids. Because look, I love
There's no benefits to having four kids, man.
I love my siblings. No, here's why.
They're going to beat your ass and then beat your house.
We are all very close, me and
almost
my siblings.
Almost have a basketball team.
Look, it's great. We're all friends. We spend a ton of time together, right, as siblings. But again, to the point I made earlier, we may only be close because of the shared experience of our childhood.
The environment.
Which wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been better if there was more money.
Yeah, of course.
Which probably would have happened if there weren't four kids in the house, right? And I don't mean to think about it like I wish my little sisters never existed.
Right.
Right? But like, if you are at a point where you haven't had that child yet, that is a discussion you have to have with your partner, right?
Because it could go the other way. Because like my sister had three daughters and they don't get along. Like they don't have the. They all grew up in a similar situation, a small house. Everything broke. Mm-hmm. It was a disaster. She worked three jobs, and they all kind of went their separate ways. I mean, so you have an ideal situation. Hers was, they don't even talk to each other.
Sure, I hear what you're saying.
You know, they don't want to think about it or talk about it anymore.
Well, you bring up another good point, too. I mean, a lot of that comes from resentment, right?
Yeah,
of each other, parents or whatever. You also have to think about the time you'll have for each kid. And look, I'm not here to tell you if you want to have 5, 6, 7 kids, don't do it. Like, yeah. There are people that do it. I am in awe of those people. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know I don't have it in me. But, like, Tommy, when you grew up, you lived pretty much as an only child.
Yeah, because my brothers and sisters were pretty much out of the house when I was 10.
Yeah. But, like, when I was a kid, some of us just got lost at times. I don't even mean, like, lost as in, like, from the house. I mean, like, my mom and dad just, like, forgot we were people.
Right.
And I don't blame my folks for that. 4 kids, they both work full-time. There were always issues
in the
house.
Yeah, your dad's at the stadium doing his thing.
But, like, you get lost in the wash.
Yeah.
And because of that experience, I mean, my wife and I made a conscious effort to stop it, too. So, like...
Now, you did it right.
But here's the thing, man. When you get an Irish Catholic and a Jamaican together, it's very hard to stop it, too.
I got it.
I sneeze on my wife and she gets pregnant. It's ridiculous. 252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's go to Instagram messages. Again, we're talking about how the first time in 40 years, the same amount of Americans want more than 2 kids than just 2 kids. Jacob writes, my brother and I both played lacrosse and baseball as kids, so my mom and dad would have to choose who gets to take who from games to games. Can't imagine doing that with a third sibling.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you said, man, you don't have enough arms and legs and eyes to do this.
Yeah.
I do find, and I'm thinking of people I know, my friends with like 3 kids, and some of them came from smaller families, so they always wish they had more siblings, or like they were an only child, so they always wanted more siblings. So it was almost like, I want what I didn't have kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. And again, I'm not saying don't. I just don't get the, with the way everything is right now, the conscious decision.
How difficult it is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be hard. And you know, 1 kid is hard.
Yes.
2 kids is harder. 4 kids, walk into the ocean.
I can't imagine, like, if you had 4 kids, how you could ever retire.
Especially if they're really spaced out, too. Oh. Like, if there's, like, a, you know, 10-year gap between kid 1 and kid 4.
Kid 1 and kid 4. I think she's doing Radiohead out there. 252-WCMM, let's talk to Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you, brother?
Not bad. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
So, I'm thinking it from, like, a statistical point of view. Like, I'm thinking about parents at home. So, back in the day, there used to be always a parent at home. Typically, the mother stayed home. Father worked. So, it didn't matter how many kids you had because you always had somebody staying home with the kids. Over the last few decades, both parents are now in the workforce. Now you got to pay for childcare. Since COVID, now there's both parents, only one of them staying home because you have to work from home jobs. So now you have a parent staying home that can now watch the kids.
I mean, no, he brings up a good point. Remember, we talked about a study.
It's more common for sure.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, for years and years and years, stay-at-home parents were under 10%. It skyrocketed to 1 in 4.
But they're working usually.
Well, no. 1 in 4 were stay-at-home.
Not working
parents, right. Either mom or dad. So Sean's right. I mean, with the jump in that many people at home, you're not paying for the child care.
Okay, but you also got less income. Those kids, what are the kids you got?
Well,
still
I always
expensive.
Said that I was okay with more kids with my wife if one of us could stay home. We couldn't afford it. I work with children for a living, so... If I could be a stay-at-home dad, I wouldn't mind having as many kids as we wanted. But when you come home from work and you're exhausted, that's when it's hard to take care of more than 2 kids.
Preach, brother.
Or, you know, dropping them off in the morning because, you know, I work at a school. My wife works at a school. Now you got to figure out who's going to watch the kids in the morning and who's going to watch them after school. There's all these other factors that come in. Having somebody at home ends that. Like, you can have as many kids as you want in the house because there's always somebody there to watch them.
So, Sean, you have 2 kids?
I have 2 kids, yeah.
Okay, so did you and your wife make a conscious decision to stop it, too?
We had to, mainly because I have big children. my oldest was 11 pounds. 15
Holy
pounds.
Wow, that's a big baby.
Oh, my God!
So
sorry,
was,
I reacted a little rude
boy.
There. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So both your babies came out big?
Yeah, so she was actually, they said if we would have had a third child, that it's a possibility that it would tear her and she could die. And I was like, nope, all right, we're done.
Yep, good that's call. A good we're reason. That's a, yeah,
that,
yeah.
Great decision, yeah. Sean. All right, well, hey, man, thanks for the call. And
no problem.
Give your wife our regards.
Strong
thank
woman.
You so much.
Take care, Sean.
Goddamn monster baby.
11-pound baby?
What's an average baby? Six?
Seven?
Six, seven, seven, right?
That's almost double baby.
You got double baby, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Sean brings that up. Like, you know, you make a conscious decision to stop it, too. And there are people as, you know, adults, parents, that
yeah.
It's not about a life or death situation. It's like, you know, we should stop now. And as much as it's logical, it is still funny to think that you will have two people
yeah.
that were created by other people
yeah.
sitting in a dining room mm-hmm. having a discussion about whether or not they should create another human life.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right? Because there was a point in history where you just did it because that's what you did.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you had to keep the species right. going. And now it's like, would we like to create another person
human being,
on yeah. this planet that will think and feel and love and hurt? Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a strange
thing. Do we have enough people? Cons. Are we sold out on people? Aranda Quay's full. China full.
Okay.
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 Like, the world's getting pretty populated.
You're going down a very dangerous road here.
What are you saying?
What do you mean, what am I saying?
I want to take these calls.
Yeah, no kidding. The Onion just bought us. I guess, like, to wrap this up,
what's that?
What's really interesting about this whole idea is we've heard a ton the last few years about couples that have chosen not to have children. It's become a national talking point. Did we overestimate how many of those people existed? Or are those people simply changing their minds?
Oh.
Right? Like, I mean, it's possible that these folks said they didn't want to have kids. They yeah. saw other people having kids and
change of heart.
It's also possible that these people, when they were younger, were worried they couldn't afford kids. They are now becoming more financially stable, and that has changed their opinion.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, you know, maybe this national talking point from a couple of years ago of, like, you know, people don't want kids anymore was a stupid thought because, you know, as you get older, your priorities change.
Yeah, you get lonely.
Possibly.
Mm. Think of the future.
Get lonely. It's not a cocker spaniel.
No, no, no. It's, yeah, way worse.
252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. James, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got?
All right, man. Listen, my wife and I were, we would be considered very irresponsible because.
Hold on. I'm not saying people that have a lot of kids are irresponsible. I don't want people to think, like, don't have children.
Okay. But once you have them, you wouldn't give any of them up for
sure,
the world.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't know. We're not saying that.
James, pick three kids you don't want anymore. Go.
But, yeah, they're all doing pretty good, and we were always broke. But
James, how many kids you have?
Five.
Five? What, do you live in a shoe?
Can't afford a shoe.
Well.
Lives in a crock.
Our last name was Peppers, and there was a book out in the 50s called The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew.
Great call, James. Great call, buddy. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. You should call one of your five kids, Tony. No, I don't think you're irresponsible for having five kids, right?
We're just saying it's hard.
I respect the hustle. I don't know how you do it.
Yes.
Right? It's just like...
Nobody said give your kids away either. I don't know where you got that.
Everybody pick a kid and send them outside.
It doesn't look enjoyable.
Oh, no, there is joy to it.
But overall, it's mostly a lot of physical and mental stress. Five children.
I deeply regret bringing this discussion up with you in the room.
Why?
Because you have no basis of opinion.
It looks, but you know I'm right.
No, I don't.
Like, you don't get a day off.
But that's with two kids, too.
Yeah, but five?
But five, Kimmy. No, that is yes, I understand it. What I am saying is I don't know why you would consciously make that decision in today's economical and social climate, right? But I don't want people to think they're irresponsible. Like, if you can do it, if you can think you can pull it off, God bless you. Go have 1,000 kids. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Can we please have a talk?
Sure.
All you dog owners out there,
yeah,
come closer.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Something's happened in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Folks decided that loving your dog meant you had to do the most extreme things and spend all your money to prove how much you love your dog.
Oh, they're a good boy.
Because another new dog business in town shows that this dong measuring contest that can get people to spend all of their cash on the stupidest possible things has gone too far.
What do you got now?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen.
What do you got?
Greece is getting a canine resort.
So this is a high-end kennel.
Yes, this is that's the name of the business, by the way, Canine Resort.
Yeah.
They don't call it a kennel. They call it a doggy daycare and boarding facility.
And you need these desperately in this town.
Please put a pause on that because I want to give you all the information first.
Mm-hmm.
Canine Resort is a national chain.
Mm-hmm.
The location in Greece will be the first one in upstate New York. And they are known, and I'm not making this up,
yeah,
as the Ritz-Carlton of dog hotels.
Yeah.
And if you want proof, just listen to what this place has.
What do you get?
It's an 8,700-square-foot facility with both indoor and outdoor areas.
Oh, for them play and exercise.
They have boarding room for 130 dogs, a daycare room for another 100 doggy daycare dogs. They say they have self-sanitizing floors. The dogs sleep on Caranda dog beds, which is apparently the highest-end dog bed you can buy. And get this.
There's language courses, yeah.
Get this. They say they have hospital-grade advanced air purification systems. You know, in case you need to get your appendix out while your dog's in the daycare.
But you don't get kennel cough.
Okay. I'm looking at the pics of the inside of this place.
Yeah.
There is faux marble columns like you're in the Coliseum.
Mm.
The front desk looks like the reception area for a Miami plastic surgeon's office. Mm. If over the top were a building, it would be this. So let's talk.
All right.
You can love your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Without going over the effing top when it comes to everything with your dog.
Yeah, but if they have it all available, why not?
Okay. All right. Tommy, you said we need a place like this. Why is that?
So we were looking to kennel our dog recently.
Yes.
We were going to take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out.
Oh, wow.
Like, sold out for 6 months. We couldn't get in.
Uh-huh.
And the lady has two locations. Both of them are fully booked.
Oh, man.
There's a shortage of kennel space when people want to take vacations.
Sure, no, that's fine. That's fine. So, like if there was a shortage of hotels in Rochester,
yeah,
you would build a Ritz-Carlton.
Well, all these places now are this place.
Yeah.
There's no base
kennels
anymore.
They're all expensive.
Anymore.
I am telling you, I know you think that what you're saying is true. When you see pictures of this place, even you who go, oh, what's a big deal, you're going to think this is ridiculous.
So the place we were going to put Lily had a nature trail that they take the dogs for walks.
How the hell does the dog doesn't know?
Yeah, it gets to sniff a lot of stuff.
We could pay for a camera inside the room.
Oh, that's standard now, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So, like, it's over the top. By the way, they gave us the tour, and then they told us, oh, yeah, we don't have any room for you.
Okay. I need everyone to hear me out.
I would use this.
Yeah, of course you would, because you're an uppity East Side bitch.
But don't you want your dog comfortable?
My dog is comfortable sitting on a pile of blankets, and I'm going to send him to the Ritz-Carlton of dog hotels?
Pretty cool.
Okay. Hear me out.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It kind of feels like there has become a dong measuring contest with dog owners.
Oh, yeah.
In an effort to prove that they are the A number one most dog-loving people, there is pressure to spend money on the most extravagant. Mm-hmm. Not that you insist your dog has it, but you feel pressure to do it to show what your dog means to you.
Yeah.
And this is not about your dog having comfort. This is a status symbol.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with
you. Okay, so if that's the case, all of this is unnecessary.
No, it's not. I'll tell you why. So let's say I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to dump some bank on the Pucci Palace.
Okay.
It's going to give my wife peace of mind that there's nothing wrong with the dog, because my wife doesn't want to go to sketchy, you know, boarded up weirdo dog place.
No, but that's what's so funny is like
junkyard dog palace.
No, but you always do this. Like, you go in extremes, right? Like, yeah, I agree. If there's a single room with a light bulb swinging and barbed wire around it, don't drop your dog off there. But there are regular ass normal boarding places you can build.
There is.
You could build.
But nobody wants them.
Okay, that's what I mean. And that's what makes this ridiculous. You can love your dog and treat them like a dog, and that is okay. Your dog should not have a nicer hotel room than you when you go on vacation.
So, all right. So, remember when I drove to Florida to see my brother?
Mm-hmm.
And we took the dog with us?
Yes.
The dog had 2/3 of the car.
Okay.
To herself.
Okay.
We had the front two seats.
Yes.
She had the back, toys, crap, all over the place.
You're proving my point.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes.
No, it doesn't have to be. You've decided it's that way.
What are you going to do?
Oh, my. Look at her. Okay. 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this business opening in Greece. It's called Canine Resort. It is known as the Ritz-Carlton of dog hotels. It's the most over-the-top thing you've ever seen.
Yes.
I have a schedule for the dog day when you drop your dog off.
Yeah. Right. They'll give you the activities and everything, right?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Wake up. Outdoor elimination break, which is a classy way of saying your dog takes a dump.
All right.
Housekeeping. Room service breakfast, playtime.
Okay.
Another room service dinner, second dump, turn down service, tuck in, and lights out.
Adorable.
I could go to a Hampton Inn, which is a higher end, middle of the road hotel chain.
Yeah.
And as a person, I don't get that.
No, you don't.
And my dog gets all of that.
Yes.
Well, they have to feed your dog.
No, it's Kimmy.
I mean,
Kimmy, like, feed the dog. Feed the dog.
Yeah, they're just putting it in fancier terms, but they're just feeding your dog.
But
why are you upset about it?
Because when you put it like that, you have the ability to charge four times as more. And idiots like Tommy,
we don't know if they'll charge that much more.
Okay,
all those other places are pretty expensive.
I understand. All right.
Do they pipe in music and stuff too for the dog?
Yeah, probably. I don't have that here. I don't know. But the ultimate irony of all of this is we just had a discussion 15 minutes ago about having kids, right? And having more than two kids. And
it's too much.
Tommy went full too much. The ultimate irony, Tommy, if someone were to send their kid
it's ridiculous.
To a place like
this. A child doesn't appreciate it.
A human being with a future, right?
Right.
You would call that family
a
rich-ass, spoiled-ass, obnoxious, bitch-ass family.
Yes.
But it's okay for a dog who is unaware of what they're getting.
I know.
Why?
They appreciate it.
Dogs do not appreciate it.
Their little faces, their little tail.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tails tell the tale. And they're happy. Like, dogs express their happiness.
So if I told you that I was spending $400 a night to leave my daughters behind at a high-end kid hotel, you would look at me and go, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kitty hotel? Absolutely.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
What's that?
Why you lie? Why you lie so hard?
It's hard to not do. They trap you, and then you're in.
252-WBCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's talk to Jane. Jane, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. So I have a quick backstory. I agree with Tommy 100%. We relocated up here from Texas, and I would take my little guy, Luca, to a boarding facility.
He lives on the second floor.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I got a call Christmas Eve that they were calling animal control on him. And he's an 11-pound Havanese, so I lost my mind. I'm like, well, what happened? He's like, well, he bit somebody. So I got on the next flight. I had to meet up with the animal control officer. And the animal control officer told me it was unnecessary. He was a really good boy. He didn't put him in with the general population. He just kept him with him, and he was a good boy, so it was great. But I was traumatized. So I did some research, and I found this place called Castle Creek Pet Spa and Resort. And what that
is. Can we pause?
Time
out for a sec.
Yeah.
The place is called a pet spa and resort.
Yes.
A pet spa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, we're clear. Great. So it's a renovated horse farm.
Okay.
So every pet gets their own huge horse stable, which has been renovated. It's climate controlled. They have classical music. They have their own private lanai.
Because it's been proven that dogs prefer classical music.
I think they do. Yeah. They also teach cha-cha.
Yeah. So, yep, they have 1 hour break to play because it's really hot outside. So then they come back inside for it to cool down. Then another hour, and then they come back, and it's a lot of back and forth. But they all have their private, huge, raised beds in this private, you know, huge area. Uh-huh. Each one has their own private
Jane, area. Jane, I get it. It's a really nice place. Okay. I get it. But here's the thing. Jane, you sound like a really nice woman. And it pains me to have to say this.
What's that?
But it is apparent after everything you've said that you are a sucker. Like, you got played. They're just...
Well, hold on. Well, let's hear how much it cost her.
How much did it cost a night?
I don't know. Maybe
yes,
I
you
know
do.
A lot.
You lie, Jane. Why you lie, Jane?
It may have cost, like you said, more than a nice hotel room.
It's
got to
be $200 a night.
It was maybe $150 a night.
Okay. $150, she said.
All right, $150 a night for your
plus.
It was worth
plus.
It, though. Right. Oh my God!
It's not. The dog doesn't appreciate it. Jane, dog didn't appreciate it.
No, he did. Tommy's right. The look on their faces,
it
the minute
adorable.
We get there, he was excited. He loved it.
Wait,
he
you're telling me? Wait a minute. You're telling me your dog was excited to see you after you were gone for a while?
No, he was excited to see them.
Okay,
he was.
Gotcha.
He would love
gotcha.
It there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, Jane, listen, if you got the money, God bless you. It just sucks.
She got the money.
It just sucks because everyone else we talk to, they don't have money to go buy groceries, but you can spend $300 on a pet hotel.
You compare the most extreme things.
Oh, I'm sorry. When Tommy does it, you're on his side. When I do it.
Whenever we talk about pets or animals, you're always like, oh, there's starving children over here.
There
though.
Are. There's no, look, I mean, look,
but
Jane.
But these are people, there's somebody's pet.
Jane.
That's what they want to spend their money on.
Thank you for the call.
Let
I really
spend
appreciate
their money
it.
On. No, I don't understand why you get so upset.
No, look, spend your money on whatever you want. I'm saying this is obnoxious and it's over the top. And if you were to compare
people
this.
People do a lot. You do obnoxious over the top things. You go and you spend a boatload of money on Bill's stuff and stuff that nobody's ever going to see because it's sitting in a closet in a guest bedroom that almost killed your father-in-law. Like, that seems pretty extravagant, but I don't hear you talking about that. Pat, there are starving children over there, and you're spending money on a jersey.
There's starving father-in-laws out there.
It's just weird to me that someone who used my Bills tickets 2 weeks ago is all of a sudden running her mouth about money I'm spending on Bills stuff. Oh!
But you're the one making these insane comparisons.
No, but here's the difference, Kimmy. Look, I understand
I don't
there
care
is...
if you spend your money on that stuff, but why are you calling out Tommy and the other people for giving their dog cool
you just
stuff?
Piss off dog bear mama.
Because this ain't about taking care of your dog. It's not. This is a dog measuring contest. You want to take the picture of the dog walking into the facility to put it on Facebook. You know what? I care a little bit more about my dog, my fur child, because, you know, when it comes to nothing is too good.
But don't you want the best for your fur babies?
They're the best for them. If I give them a piece of turkey, it's the greatest day of their life.
It is.
You know why? Because they're dogs.
But how about turkey and turndown service?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this new business out in Greece. It's called Canine Resort. It's called
I gotta check it out.
By the way, they're already ready to open up a second location. This one isn't even
I bet you it's hard to get in right now.
You're probably right. But it's the most over-the-top stuff. I highly encourage you to Google them and look at what the place looks like. And all I'm saying is it's unnecessary. Mm. It is completely unnecessary. And Kimmy Claws comes out all of a sudden.
Oh. Well, no, because you're getting upset at people.
Who's upset? I'm not the one yelling, Kimmy.
Yeah,
somebody
you
else
are.
Is yelling.
You were the one yelling.
Look,
you just screamed
talking.
It. What was her name? Jane.
No,
you just
scream.
Made Jane
really
feel like
Jane.
Crap.
I said she was a poor sucker. Jane. There's a difference between screaming
sucker,
and calling
sucker.
Her a sucker. I'm trying to calmly talk, and someone else is yelling at me. I don't know what's
looking,
happening.
I'm looking at your microphone right now, and you were yelling about 10 minutes ago, and you're such a gaslighter.
Sucker.
Such a gaslighter.
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking very calmly, which I don't do for 4 hours a day.
I'm trying to have a calm conversation. Jeez. Haven't we agreed, Kimmy, that if you're on Tommy's side, you're eventually going to be
I'm
wrong?
With him on this one.
Ooh, okay.
We're commie today.
Team
to tell you.
Do 5-2-WCMF. Let's take one more call.
Right.
One more call. Let's talk to Amanda. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Amanda. What do you got for us?
Well, I work at a doggy daycare in Webster. You guys are more than welcome to come in and check us out anytime. Tommy will take your dog anytime.
Oh, thank you, honey.
We're right on Ridge Road. Stay and play.
Is it real fancy?
In there right now.
Is it real with fancy?
That? No. Well, I agree with all of you guys about all this stuff. You know, a lot of people, they need to do stuff, and it's really good for the dogs. You know, we're kind of middle of the road. You know, we love them. We take care of them great. We have seen, look at our reviews. People come back. We've got
that's
referrals all like crazy. So it's actually I work for my ex-husband and my daughter runs the place. It's wonderful. It's a really good thing for the dogs for sure.
All right, so it's middle of the road. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like it's perfect, right, Tommy?
Yeah. I just
what
I mean I
What?
I kind of have a scary voice for my dog.
What? What is a scary voice for your dog? What does that even mean? Why
you give me any. Sit down.
Mine is rough, but they love me. I'll tell you what.
Amanda, don't let him hurt you.
I scare a little bit.
Oh, you pooches are pissing me off.
Don't let him
hurt
you.
You're a bunch of creep crumbs. I want to fight you. I want to fight all of you. Because you're a bunch of, your parents are a bunch of goddamn luscious.
Amanda, you're doing God's work. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
It's weird. Something just happened.
Whatever.
Well, I don't know. I was listening to The Break Room today.
Yeah, what happened?
And I heard a woman go off for one of the hosts being rude to a female caller.
Yeah.
And then a second ago, I just heard a guy do an impression of their voice, and somebody was quiet.
I mean.
What do you got to say for yourself now, honey? You're lush.
I know a lush when I see one.
You're a lush.
Listen, I'm trying to stay loyal to my team.
Oh,
here.
Is that what it is? It ain't about right or wrong. It's about loyalty to a team. And is that what we want in America? More tonight at 7. All right, let's take a break. All right, we have argued all morning about what the significance of this game is, and you believe it's huge.
Yes.
Okay. Let's not waste any time.
Okay, let's do it.
Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man?
I'm a man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are we ready?
I'm ready, Jack Pie.
Over under 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir. The Bills have a serious wide receiver problem.
Was he playing?
Oh, this is off. You're off to a great start.
Well, everybody's out. Everybody's got the bad wrist all of a sudden.
He's the one player that's been good, not right. Good.
Well, right. I mean, he did miss the...
Oh, my God. It's a laundry list of guys with bad wrists.
All right. Rookie Keon Coleman is out with a wrist injury. We're still waiting to hear about wide receiver Amari Cooper. He has been practicing this week, but he was practicing last week. He wasn't able to go with a wrist, so we don't know about that. He was asked yesterday if he thinks he can go. He said yes. Tight end Dalton Kincaid has yet to practice this week with a knee. It is the worst situation you could be in with Josh Allen as your quarterback and the Chiefs coming to town because you are kind of neutralizing your most valuable weapon.
Right.
But there is always a man who is calm, cool, collected,
Mr. Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Khalil Shakir is Mr. Cool. He is the most sure-handed receiver in the NFL. That's not an opinion. That's a statistical fact.
So he don't drop.
He catches everything. Mm. Everything. But this year, he's had a hard time finding the end zone. In the 10 games the Bills have played, he has 2 touchdown catches, and he hasn't caught a touchdown since week 3 in Jacksonville.
That's not good.
And just so you know, Shakir has played against the Chiefs twice in his NFL career so far.
How'd he do?
He has never caught a touchdown pass against them.
Oh.
Does a guy like Shakir, a budding leader, step up in the biggest moment of the season so far? Or does he go another week without finding the end zone? Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
He's got to.
No, he doesn't.
No, he has to.
No, he doesn't.
This is the time, son.
Look, the Bills.
You either catch or go home.
He could go home.
Then pack your bags now.
But that would mean you lose. Look, Kimmy, you know this. The Bills have this everybody.
Was she picking?
Everybody, you know, I'm trying to talk to someone who knows
she
the difference
like you.
Between Keon
you know who
Coleman.
Doesn't like you right now? Your brother and Kimmy. Do you know I'm your only friend in this room?
You're
right.
Right.
No,
not
you're
my
not.
Friend.
You're
you
not
are
on
not
his
my
side
friend.
Either. He's on
I
an
am
island
your
over
only
there.
Friend.
I'm not friends with creep crumb bumps. I know a lush when
talk
I see
talk to
one.
Your friend because she ain't listening.
Kimmy. I had something I was going to say and I totally
oh,
forgot.
Oh, no, it's my fault?
Everybody eats. That's what I was going to say. The Bills have found a way to spread the ball around. Ty Johnson has touchdowns this year. James,
good for one.
James Cook has got multiple touchdowns this year. Mac Hollins has 3-4 touchdown catches so far. So there are other guys that can catch
the
ball.
They got to mix it up.
No.
They have been mixing it
but
up.
But why wouldn't you throw it to the guy with the best hands in the league?
Because he will be the one, if these other guys can't go, that will be, they'll try to shut him down. Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
I'm going to take the over. Because he has to step up. He's got to be a leader.
And if you're gonna bet what Tommy is betting, you should take solace in the fact that he absolutely thought Khalil Shakir was Keon Coleman when we started this.
I wasn't sure with all these crazy names, Khalil, Coco, this guy
Khalil,
over here,
Khalil, Khalil DiCaprio,
Kincaid.
Kyle's the most boring name of all time. And who's Kyle? Do we even have a Kyle?
I think you know we got a Kyle.
There's no Kyle.
Kyle Jones.
Kyle. I don't think they
no,
have
a Kyle Jones. Yeah.
There's no Kyle Jones.
Yeah, he's in a practice squad. Check him out. Good kid.
So to be clear, as Kimmy looks up our Kyles, you are over 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
Guy's got to get it done. Right. Got to feed that dog, son.
Tommy's second pick.
There we go.
Over under 40 rushing yards for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. This year so far, he's been pretty much staying behind the line of scrimmage unless they need him to take off. Mm. And traditionally, against the Chiefs, they've needed it. Josh has played Kansas City 7 times between the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah.
In those 7 games, he's gone over 40 yards rushing 5 times.
Damn. So he's another weapon back there.
It's Josh freaking Allen.
And you don't have a lot of weapons right now. So you may rely on his ass.
You got it. Look, I mean, you're right.
And the kid's got good wheels.
He's got great stems.
Great stems, great wheels.
Dynamite clipper.
Kid's got a good clipper.
Look, you're
nice
right.
Nice thrower.
You're right. We know that with the wide receiver issue, it could bring his rushing number up. We also know, we found out early in the season from Dan Fates from 13WM of Buffalo Plus.
What did he say?
His family members and friends send him all the hate that people write about him on social media.
To fire his ass up.
Yes, and it matters to him. We know he doesn't like to lose to Kansas City. He sure as hell doesn't want to lose to Patrick Mahomes. And it kind of feels like if he needs to do it himself, we can watch him flip that switch.
He's going
to
go.
Okay. He had 32 rushing yards in the regular season last year. He had 72 rushing yards in the playoff loss.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone over and under in his last 2 games against Kansas City. One thing to keep in mind, however, that could hurt that total.
Yeah, help me.
This is the best running back room the Bills have ever had with Josh at quarterback, James Cook and Ray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to run the ball, the smarter play may be to use your running backs. Over under 40 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
He's going to get 40 yards easy.
He didn't get it in the last regular season game.
He's going to get it. I feel good.
Why?
Because you need it.
You think he's going to be scrambling for those yards?
I mean, he could run one in for a touchdown. Right?
That's not the answer to Kimmy's question.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him seeing an opening and he just goes for it.
So you're saying it wouldn't be a design run. It would be him just taking off running. Okay.
And you know, he loves to do that stuff. And you don't think he wants to do that on national television? Chuck that ball into the end zone.
Chuck it into the end
zone.
Your
dad catches it and stuff.
Wait.
Your dad and him embrace it and stuff like that.
Wait, Pat's dad scored a touchdown?
Shaking it. Oh, he's right there, you know.
Can we time out? So just to be clear, in your fantasy scenario where he rushes for over 40 yards,
he throws
a touchdown.
Well, you know, no, when he gets in the
end. To my dad,
no.
Who then catches it for a touchdown
reason? Well, you know when he gets in and he just chucks the ball.
My dad's in the front row. My dad would be murdered if Josh were to throw a ball right in his face.
The guy played for the 86 Bears, for God's sake.
85 Bears. Why do you always get that wrong?
When was he with the Mets?
No, he was with the Blue Jays. He was on deck. When Joe Carter hit that home run to win the World
that
Series.
That guy needs a Netflix series. Where's his 30 for 30?
The man that never was.
All right, so to be clear, you are over 40 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
His clipper is going to be moving, bro. Okay. He's going to be the Yankee clipper with good wheels.
Tommy does
that's
like,
a DiMaggio.
Tommy.
By the way, no Kyles to report.
Not a single. Wait, there's 60 guys between the practice squad.
That is weird. Nope. That's such a common name now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ain't got one Kyle.
Nope.
That's how wrong you are about everything. Tommy does like it is Chiefs week here on CMF. He is over 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir. He is over 40 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm always ready, buddy.
Over under 1.5 interceptions for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. For being the QB on the lone undefeated team in the NFL, he is not having the season we're used to seeing.
No, he's weak.
He's had a serious problem turning the ball over. He's got 9 interceptions so far this season. He's got 2 games with multiple interceptions. And up until week 8, he had thrown at least 1 interception every week. However, the addition of new wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins may have changed things. In the last 2 weeks, while playing with DeAndre Hopkins, Mahomes has thrown 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Right.
So he could be turning a corner. That being said, believe it or not, Patrick Mahomes has had a really rough time against Sean McDermott's defense in the regular season.
So McDermott knows his ass.
In the regular season, at least.
Yeah.
In those 4 regular season matchups against McDermott, Mahomes has thrown 5 interceptions.
So he's figured a kid out.
Maybe. And he's thrown more than 1 2 separate times. So in 1/2 of the games against Sean McDermott's defense in the regular season, Mahomes has thrown 2 interceptions.
And look how good that defense was last week picking off.
Yeah, I mean, they got 3 interceptions.
Tore it up. I was told Joe Flacco never turns over the ball.
He doesn't? Really, okay, he got 1. That was the only pick. It's the only pick he got right last
week. Well, it's the only pick I had to take at that moment. And I took it.
Okay.
If the Bills are going to pull this off, down all their offensive weapons, The D is going to need
you
to get that
turn
ball.
That ball over. So it's all about turning that ball over.
Over,
it's
under.
It's all about the plus and minus.
Over, under.
You got to be on the plus, less, minus.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's all about balance.
Will you shut up?
Well, you asked me my opinion.
No, I'm trying to ask you a question,
stupid. You don't even know what the question is yet.
What's the question?
Over, under. One half an interception for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, well, no. Damn it. You got me screwing it up because you won't shut up. Over, under. 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes.
So he's got to get a deuce. Picked off twice.
He would have to throw two picks for this to hit on an over.
Of course they are, man.
Wow. The bolt.
Come on. Didn't you see what that team did last week?
Against Joe Flacco.
Oh, I was told Joe Flacco. Very protective on the ball. Wild adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
Took Cleveland to the playoffs last year.
So if that's the case, if Mahomes hasn't been protecting the ball and Flacco went the opposite last week, wouldn't that mean this pick would go the opposite? I'm going to punch you in your stupid,
ugly face. What are you doing, an every Diet Coke
I'm
now?
I'm going to punch you in your stupid, ugly face.
I say he gets picked off, yes. I'm going to take the over.
So two.
Two. Two.
No, because you said he gets picked off, and you're going to try and fight it if he throws one.
No, he's going to get picked off.
Okay, great. The
By
Bill,
the way, he's holding up 4.
He's such an idiot.
maybe 4. I don't know.
His hand does not
work. Could be
he's
Pick
get
City.
Picked off this
Pick
many
City.
Times.
Oh, my God.
We could be looking at Pick City.
He's going Pick City. The Bills are currently. I'm going to pull up my phone real quick because this line has been moving like crazy since yesterday. We told you that out of nowhere, yesterday. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker was put on IR, so he will not kick in this game. The Chiefs kicker will be an off-the-practice squad Jets kicker who is 2-for-2 on field goals this season. But let's be real, man. Kicking for the lowly Jets is not like kicking in this kind of game in Buffalo.
But the weather's going to be pretty good.
Yes, but, I mean, look, these games are always close.
Yeah.
So field goals matter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Bills right now are 2.5-point favorites. That has moved a full point since yesterday towards Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Bills have won 3 straight in the regular season against Kansas City, but there is one thing you need to know.
What's that?
The Bills, the Chiefs are underdogs in this game.
Yeah.
In his career.
As an underdog.
Patrick Mahomes as an underdog.
How many times has he been an underdog, though?
He is 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. He is 11-3 straight up win-loss.
All right.
He is one of the best underdog quarterbacks in NFL history.
Yeah.
If the Bills win, do the Bills win, and if so, do they do it by 3 or more?
Well, I think they're going to win.
Don't. No. No. Not. Please look at every Chiefs game they've ever played with the exception. No. Shut up.
Let him go. Let him do
I'm doing my Pat impressions right now. Minus the Diet Coke.
I think we all need to punch each other in the face one time.
I'm very happy with the way the show is progressing today. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Please keep talking.
All right. So what's your question?
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it more? But they're more than 3, and that's all I need an answer for. I don't need anything.
Well, I
smack you with that hockey stick.
I think the Bills are going to win.
Uh huh.
But you're asking me like, by do they cover the points? Yes.
Okay.
I think they cover the points.
So that's it then.
Okay.
I think. What
you know, you can just stop. You don't have to keep going.
No, I think I would, but beyond that, I don't think we're looking at a blowout.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I think we're looking at a mini blowout.
Well, no, this isn't a thing. We're not going to do this.
I think they win.
What the hell is a mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. They win by 7.
That's
points.
Not a blowout.
No, that's what I said. It's a mini blowout.
You could just say they win and cover.
What's
them.
A mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. A nope. mini blowout. Because if you get a, if you win, if you beat the Kansas City by a touchdown, that's like a blowout.
Kimmy, if you beat the Kansas City by a touchdown,
that's a blowout.
Okay.
They manhandle them like that. That's a blowout.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Just shut up. No, just ignore it.
No, I mean,
just ignore it.
No, because here's what I'm worried about.
You know, I know a place where you get your hair
done.
Let's
say they win.
It's in Greece.
Shut up.
They do a beautiful job. They blow it out.
I thought we were on the same team.
Are you talking about K-9 Palace?
Trying to clarify.
This is what happens when you side with him. This is what happens when you side with him.
You dance with the devil, girl.
That's right. He's like a scorpion. He rides. He's the scorpion of the frog. And all of a sudden, he kills you. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
What if they win by 4?
It's not a blowout.
Mini blowout.
So
mini
then,
blowout is
so
a
then
touchdown.
Your pick doesn't count.
I just said if they win by a touchdown, so I'm calling a blowout.
Mini blowout.
Mini blowout.
Okay, shut up.
Something new. We're floating out there.
You just like you're just making something.
Wait,
up.
You don't like anything I do.
I don't like it for you. This isn't a good thing for you.
Let him go.
She says that every week.
I'm trying to help.
And she's always right. It's never good for you. When has it ever been good for you?
See how I brought you two back together?
It turns out.
You just got played, man.
I asked, why were there only one set of footprints in the sand? And it turns out it's because we were both punching Tommy off the beach.
While Jesus was holding him?
That's how bad it is. Hold him down, Jesus. All right, just to recap, Tommy's pick.
Go ahead.
He is over.
I can't get that image out of my mind.
He is over.
Jesus holding me while you two punch me?
If somebody could paint, if you could paint a picture of Jesus holding Tommy while we're assaulting him.
On the beach.
We will hang that in the studio. Over. Tommy is over. One half a touchdown for Khalil Shakir. He is over 40 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 touchdown, or excuse me, 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes. He has the Bills winning. He has them winning, covering the 2.5. And he has them winning in a mini blowout, which he has decided is 7 points.
Yes.
And that'll do it. Our good buddies from...
Who's coming in today?
Coming in just after 9 o'clock to recap the picks from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
Will be here.
Not so fast, buddy. I predict this game's going to be, of course, wild. It's going to be a wild game, man. A lot of celebs, a lot of heat in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I do predict that Josh Allen will get one rushing touchdown.
That's not a bonus pick.
Yes, it is.
That's the easiest pick of all time.
It is? You try it.
Okay, Josh Allen will get a rushing
touchdown. No, you try doing it.
I just did it.
I say Josh Allen gets a rushing touchdown because you made me think about Josh Allen and his legs. I think he's going to have to run a lot.
That's a good. I think that's like a 50-50 bet on FanDuel right now.
Well,
in fact, you may be losing money making that bet on FanDuel.
But I will say this, too.
What?
If they lose this game, I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh takes that spot.
Okay. The Bills are 8-2.
Yep.
They have a will at worst case
after
scenario.
After this, you got San Francisco, and then you got Detroit.
Okay. You think that the Bills, worst case scenario, at 8-3 with a 4-game lead going into the bye, will not make the playoffs?
I think if you don't win this game, I think Pittsburgh's going to take Yo spot.
Is that your bonus pick? Or are you
idiot.
Just saying stuff?
Idiot.
Idiot.
If you win the division, you make the playoffs.
You may not make the division. You may not make it. You may have an epic break.
Who's gonna surpass them in the division?
I don't think everything's a given so far.
He doesn't know how this works. He doesn't. He is
like,
exposing.
They can still catch your ass.
Who? Don't
anybody.
Who?
Like who?
Well, the Jets could,
okay.
And so could Miami. Miami just won.
Uh-huh.
And you struggled against Miami.
Mm-hmm. You're saying into a microphone.
You heard me right here.
That if the Bills lose this game, they won't make.
They
the
may
playoffs.
Not make.
I no,
said, oh no,
no. Said,
that's what I said. They
said,
may.
No,
I said no. I said they may not make the playoffs.
No, you said they won't.
No, I said may
you said
not.
They will
not. May not make the playoffs.
We will roll the tape.
Josh Allen gets in.
You did not know.
Josh Allen.
You thought if the Steelers, for some reason, overtook them in the standings, that meant they fell out of the playoffs. Yes, you're dumb. You are dumb.
Rushing touchdown by Josh, and they could have an epic collapse if they do not get past
that's them. Not a pick. Okay.
Because they could drop the next two after that, and then you got trouble.
Danger, Ryan. Chapter 9. We'll see what Ryan's dressed up as. I need a break.
Oh, you relax.
Shut up. You relax. I don't know how football works.
Have a little Diet Coke.
I am. I'm having lots of Diet Cokes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.